The University of Wyoming Cowgirls volleyball team believes that this could be their year. 18 years after their last NCAA tournament appearance and coming off two strong seasons, the Wyoming squad believes it will take a big step forward this year. Bob Beck has more.
Wyoming actually has had some volleyball success, but that was many years ago. The Cowgirls appeared in three NCAA postseason tournaments in an eight-year period starting in 1986, and under Hall of Fame coach Mike English, Wyoming advanced to the Final Eight one year. There have been a few good teams, but Kerry Yerdy wants more than that. Yerdy is the Cowgirls' current head coach. She is tall, thin, and athletic-looking. She was a star college player at Washington State, where she was named to a Pac-10 All-Decade team. As a head coach, she later had several good teams at Memphis before coming to Wyoming in 2008. But that first year was tough. Wyoming only won five games versus 20 losses, and the next year was a 13-18 squad. But Yerdy says while those teams were young, they changed everything.
I'm telling you, those kids from the first 2 years gave me their heart and soul, and that's why our program's been able to grow so fast, is because they really sold something that they believed in, and that was awesome.
I tell people it was the Lord brought me here. I have no other explanation.
That's Jody Purdy. Every team has a star, and on this very good team, Purdy is Wyoming's star. She is the preseason Mountain West Conference co-player of the year, and many believe she will be Wyoming's first volleyball All-American in over 20 years. Purdy was heavily recruited and surprised many by picking Wyoming, but after meeting players from that 5-20 team, she knew Laramie was where she wanted to be.
When I came on my visit, I really loved the vision that they had for this program, and that was one of my desires, was to come in and make an impact for a program. And not only have I felt that I've done that for the program, but the program has definitely impacted me as well.
With Purdy on the team, Wyoming eventually had back-to-back 20-win seasons. But when the Cowgirls upset nationally ranked Colorado State last year, she knew Wyoming had finally arrived.
That's when it was a big turning point for our team, was when we beat CSU, and wow, like, this is a good team, and if we beat a good team, that must mean we're a good team. And our confidence was through the roof, and we were just so excited about the possibilities for our team and stuff.
Coach Yerdy says after that match, she saw a change in her team, and it led to other big wins.
The more often we got on the court, the better we got, and we never really had a valley. We just kept getting better and better and better.
Her players say that match helped, but a lot of that confidence comes from their coach. Camille Kaufman has played for Yerdy for 4 years.
Now she just has a swag about her. Like, she knows we're good, and when we walk into the gym, she expects teams to be scared of us and expects us to win.
Do you have that same attitude when you walk in?
Yeah, I do. Carrie's talked to us a lot about we're finally at that point as a program where we know we're good and we know that we can get some big wins.
Yerdy says there is a reason she is confident.
I believe in their work ethic. I believe in the effort that they give me every day. I've got a team that carries a 3.6-something GPA. To me, that's amazing. Those kids, not only are they smart and dedicated in the classroom, but on the court, those characteristics carry over.
And the hope is that carries over into something special, like an NCAA tournament appearance. As the Cowgirls warm up during their opening match of the season, Chris and Barb Gunther are watching as usual. The Gunthers are two fans who have closely followed the Cowgirls for 30 years, and they are cautiously optimistic.
This team is good. It is good.
In the last 15 years, this is hands down the best team we've had here. We haven't had a really successful team since the Mike English era, and this is a team that really looks like it could do just as well as that team did.
Coach Yerdy says when she came to Wyoming, she had a five-year plan. This is the fifth season, and practices have been intensified and the schedule has been beefed up with one goal in mind.
Clearly, the NCAA tournament for the fifth year is the apple in the sky, I guess. It's the piece that we're reaching to grab for, and you know, we'll shoot for the moon, and if we fail, we'll grab a star on the way down.
Yerdy and the players admit that falling short of the NCAA tournament would be a disappointment. But for now, the Wyoming Cowgirls don't act like a team that plans to be disappointed. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.